So before we get right into the meat of this course, there's a few things I want to go over. The training is going to last for 4 to 6 weeks, and the reason I can't give you an exact answer is because I'm going to be doing this live, and I'm guessing some sessions are not going to maybe take as long as I plan, and some sessions may take longer than I plan, because I'm hopefully going to try to do everything in front of you. With exception to a few things which would take hours and hours. For example, you're not going to watch me create a sales page from scratch. You're going to see me, teach you about creating a sales page and put some, I'll do some here's of one I prepared earlier sort of scenarios. So I prepare some material, but most of the time, I should be able to estimate that most sessions will last about 1 to 2 hours, depending on the questions and depending what happens and depending if anything goes wrong, because that is bound to happen live. There's bound to be a scenario where I'm setting something up and something goes wrong. It's just bound to happen. So hopefully we'll be all done within 6 weeks. If I find it's going to drag out, I will increase the amount of sessions we have. The plan is to just do one session a week at the moment, but that is obviously subject to change, okay? So you have to understand, with this being live and depending on how we go, that times will be subject to change. So make sure that when you register for the webinars, that you register with an email address you check. Because I don't want a situation where we change a date and you come in and, although I've notified you that you've missed that notification. I will try to keep the times to the same time every Monday, but of course, we just don't know what may happen. And, if I have to add any extra training, obviously that will be put in, later on in each week. Okay. And as I've already said, things will probably go wrong. I'm doing my very best to. I've got everything recording. I'm actually recording on two machines tonight. I'm recording a separate audio track. So hopefully everything's going to be okay for the recordings. But I'm guessing, I know for a fact, some of you guys will be recording material as well. If you get any good recordings, maybe I would say don't delete them for at least a couple of days, just in case. I have a disaster at my end, and I may even have to email you guys to say, has anyone got a recording so I can put it in the members area. Hopefully that will never happen. But there will be situations where, I'm uploading a file and something goes wrong, or I'm trying to set a product up and something goes wrong, or I'm trying to set up a buy button. And sometimes I may be making a similar mistake, and one of you guys might even be able to, point out what I'm doing. But the general plan is for me to show you the nuts and bolts of putting a product online. Not just the sales page and the download page, but actually setting up products and creating products and putting everything together so you can learn the process. Because once you learn the process, you can then go and duplicate that. You can copy what I'm doing, and I want to put you in a position where you can replicate what I'm teaching in a matter of hours. Yeah, that's what's going to happen by the time you're through this course. You can actually take an idea and hopefully have a product ready to sell in a matter of hours. Okay? We will do interactive Q&A at the end of each session. Now I will, when I'm doing, the live training and doing technical things and things like that, I will be keeping an eye on the question box, and hopefully, I'll be able to answer questions as we go. So if you say, John, why did you just do that? Why did you upload that file, and then why did you not, why have you done a buy button that way, or whatever it may be, hopefully I'll be able to catch it there and then. But obviously if I don't, we will do live Q&A at the end. Now when I'm doing a presentation like this, as there will be some presentations as we go through this course, I can't actually see my question box on the machine I'm actually presenting from. So we'll keep the Q&As to the end of the session. So obviously, as it's live, you're going to get the chance to interact. Unless, of course, you're watching the recordings. Because remember, I'm actually creating a product. I'm creating a product right now that you'll the members area, once it's complete, will be the final product. And obviously, you guys who are in, at the early stage, you're getting to see everything as it happens. And this was my experiment, so to speak. So you're actually seeing me create a product before your eyes here as well. Not only will you see me create a product, but this is going to be a product as well. So this is hopefully going to give you guys some ideas for, possibly setting up some training of your own in the future. Now, I want to, sort of explain why you should be creating your own products. And first of all, I do want to point out, this is something I've been doing since 2004, okay? And I strongly believe there's no better way to make money online. And I know one or two of you may have ideas, of other ways to make money, but I'm going to hopefully change your mind with this presentation, and hopefully make you realize that, creating your own digital information products is the way to go. The first reason is obviously you receive 100% of the sales you make. If you're selling a product, a digital product, And you know, you make a sale, the money's yours. Obviously, we've got to take away fees, and if we have an affiliate who makes a sale, we've got to take away that. But apart from that, you get 100%. You know, if you're selling a physical product, you know, for example, if we're selling items on eBay, we don't make 100% of the money. We have to take, obviously, costs in consideration, whatever we pay for the product at cost price, and then when we sell it, there's a difference. So if we buy a product for $40 and sell it for $50, we only make $10 profit. And that's obviously before fees come into effect. But if we sell an ebook or a training course for $50, that $50 is ours. Because what I like to describe this as, we are technically selling fresh air. It's a digital item. Once you create a digital product, it can be sold countless amount of times, millions of times even. And another point is, when you're selling your own products, there's no limit to how much money you can earn. Obviously, you know, when you hold down a job, you know, for example, if you work 8 hours a day and 5 days a week, you work 40 hours a week, there's only so much money you can earn. Possibly you could work Saturday and Sunday, or you could work overtime, but there's a limit to how much money you can earn. But when you're selling digital information products, there really is no limit. I mean, at this moment in time, there's about 100 people bought into this course, but there's no limit. I could sell 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000. There's no limit to how much I can earn just from selling this course. So, you know, that's the beauty of what we do. And also, once your product is created, and once it's out there, and once you've put it all together, it can make you money on autopilot, complete autopilot. And the only real thing you have to do is provide support. You know, you'll usually find that the most common support questions you get, and some of you guys may have actually had this problem with this course, is maybe not getting membership details sent to you, details going in the spam folder, not getting a download link, that sort of thing. And those are usually the type of support questions you get, especially when you're just selling simple digital information products. And that can actually be outsourced. I do outsource my simple support. I've got someone who runs my support for me, but obviously, if people need to get in touch with me, they can. But the general support is taken care of by someone else. So, you know, once this product is created, think about this for a moment. Once this product is created, I don't have to do anything else. You know, and people will still be buying this product next year, possibly the year after, and the year after that. I still make money from products I sold over 10 years ago. Either as an affiliate, from an affiliate link inside the product, or sometimes I make direct sales of products that I sold over 10, you know, originally sold over 10 years ago. Now, some people will say, but John, isn't it easier to become an affiliate? Isn't it easier to, you know, promote products as an affiliate, because then I don't have to worry about support? You know, all I have to do is drive the traffic to the product, and that's it. You know, I can make money and I don't have to worry about anything. I just bank the money I make, and that's it. And that is a good model. You know, affiliate marketing is a good model. I do make a lot of money from affiliate marketing. But when you're starting out, if you're driving traffic to an affiliate page, you're the only person who can make money from your efforts. I hope that makes sense. So if you're promoting, let's say, for example, you want to promote this course. You can only make money from the traffic you generate promoting this course. But I, on the other hand, have, you know, hundreds of people driving traffic to this course, or I may have in the future. So when you have a digital information product, obviously, because you get 100% of the sales you make, you can afford to give away at least 50%, at least. Because it's like, you know, like I said, it's we're selling fresh air. So then you can have an army of affiliates working for you and driving the traffic. That's why having your own product is a much better option than being an affiliate. Yes, affiliate marketing can be easier and it's easier to get going, and that's why a lot of people, especially when starting out, get into that model. But at the end of the day, you are limited by your own efforts to how much money you can make. But like I say, if you're the person who owns the product, you are then recruiting affiliates to work for you. Now, you can also build multiple mailing lists from each product you create. Each product you create, actually, well, each product I create builds me 3 mailing lists. I generally have, I generate leads from the sales page, usually in the form of an exit pop. So, you know, if you go to most of my sales pages and you go to leave, I'm sure you've seen these lots and lots of times, you can, you know, an exit pop pops up and says, wait, you know, either grab a discount or grab a free report or, you know, whatever it may be. But usually people will have to opt in. On my thank you page, I'll have an opt-in form. You guys saw the opt-in form when you joined this product. That's a customer list, and a customer list is, you know, the best type of list you can have. That's where the gold is, because a customer list is people who have already spent money with you. And you can also build an affiliate list from your affiliates page. So when you create your product, we actually are going to build an affiliates page. Then you will have affiliates opt-in to get more affiliate training from you, and then you have affiliates you can contact every time you launch your product. I don't know if any of you guys are on my affiliate mailing list, but you may have noticed I mailed twice today just for this product. So now I've got affiliates mailing to this offer as well. I actually have an affiliate mailing list of over 3,000 marketers. So every single time I launch a product, I have the potential to reach 3,000 people who might be interested in promoting my product. Now, I don't care what anybody says. This is by far the best way to make money online. And anyone who tells you it's not, is probably trying to sell you a product. And that should tell you how important it is. I mean, you know, if anyone says affiliate marketing is the way to go, they're probably trying to sell you an affiliate marketing related product. And you look at all of the big marketers online, all of the really, really successful marketers, you know, the Ryan Dices, the Frank Kearns, the John Reeses, the Mike Filsames, they're all selling their own information products. Okay, if you look at, you know, all of the Facebook ads that most of us see, you know, if we're in the internet marketing niche, most are related to marketers selling digital information products. That is the best way to make money online. I don't know, you know, it's what I've been doing for over 10 years. Yes, there are other ways to make money online, but, you know, from what I see and what I've been doing, I can't see a better way than creating your own digital information products. Now, what we will be doing is, obviously, unless you have experience or unless you've done this before, you will not be able to create a product from scratch in a few weeks, which is what I'm going to be teaching you. And that's why we're going to be using private label rights products. Now, just in case you're not familiar with private label rights products, that's where someone else has created the product. Someone else has created a report or an ebook or whatever it may be. And that's what we're going to use. And I've done this countless times, okay? And the main reason we do this is because the work has been done for you. Now, just in case you're thinking, John, you know, surely private label can't be the way to go. Surely, you know, we can't create quality products. Well, yes, you can, and that's what I'm going to show you. And the beauty of using, you know, private label rights products is you can go from no product, you know, to a product from scratch, you know. You haven't got to look at a blank canvas, so to speak. Now, imagine, you know, when you're going to write an ebook, you're looking at the blank, you know, you open up Word or Pages or whatever software you're going to use, and you have to start writing. That is actually the hardest part. The hardest part is, you know, getting started. But if you have some PLR material, you can get started quite quick, you know, because what you'll usually find is, yes, although you're going to significantly change the content, which is what I'm going to be teaching as well, it gives you something to work from. So, you know, you're not creating anything from scratch. And it is possible to turn something around in a matter of hours, again, which I'll be covering. Usually, the product, you know, whatever niche you get into, it's been proven. You'll usually find, you know, wherever you're getting your PLR material from, a lot of times the site or the marketer who's selling you the PLR material has done all of the research. They'll know it's a popular niche, and they'll know that it's something that they can obviously sell as part PLR material. So you'll usually find that the material is being proven to sell. So that takes away a lot of the work for you as well. Because if you imagine, you know, you want to create a product, and I said to you right now, what niche are you going to go into? You'd probably say, well, I don't really know yet, John. You know, you haven't told me. But, you know, when we start looking at PLR material, you can say, I never even thought about that niche. I never thought about, you know, driving traffic from Facebook groups or whatever it may be. You know, you will get some extra ideas. And when I send you to the sites that I go to find PLR material, that again will generate ideas for you. Excuse me. It also enhances your product portfolio. And obviously, you know, once you become established and once you do this on a regular basis, if you are a marketer who has tons of products for sale, for example, if you've got a blog online and you've got a list of all of your products and there's, you know, hundreds of products there potentially, do you think that makes you look like an expert online? Of course it does. And you imagine this, you know, you can easily, very, very easily put a new product out there per week. One product per week, easy to do. Now imagine if you do that for 12 months. In 12 months' time, you know, if you've got no products out there right now, in 12 months' time, you could have 52 of your own products online. And let's imagine, let's just imagine it. You know, you're selling these products for $10 each, and you make one sale of each product per day on average. Obviously, most days you probably won't sell any of some products, but some days you'll sell 10 of another product. And if you can just average one sale per day, that's $500 per day, and that is easy to do. Once you become established, once you learn how this works, you know, that is not hard to do at all. And it's also a quick and easy income stream. You know, once you've gone through all of this training, you will see that it's possible to do this in a few hours. You know, I show you how to source products, how to, you know, purpose the products, how to create the products, how to put everything together, and you'll find that you can do this in a matter of hours. And it's also something you could possibly outsource as well. It's not something I outsource. I mean, I do have my son who does a lot of, you know, the work I do, what I call the donkey work. He does do some of my, you know, some outsourcing. He does do a little bit of reworking sometimes, but usually I do it myself. Okay, so I just want to briefly go through the different rights you can acquire. First of all, there are products with resale rights. Now, this is sort of the basic sort of rights you can purchase. If you purchase something with resale rights, that means all you can do is sell the product. So you can't do anything with it. You can't change the content. You usually can't put your name on it. You know, whoever is granting you resale rights, they will still claim all ownership and authorship. And really, there's not always a lot of money to be made in resale rights products unless you become established. You know, down the road, once you've done this a few times, yes, you can quickly buy resale rights products from someone or the rights to sell something from someone, and you can turn that around and sell that. But in the early days, it's not something I would advise you do. The next thing we usually have is master resale rights. Now, this is exactly the same as resale rights, apart from you get to pass on the resale rights. So if I buy a product with master resale rights, I can then pass on the resale rights to my customers. With resale rights, I can't, but with master resale rights, I can. And this was actually how I got started. I actually got started on eBay, and I was buying a lot of products with master resale rights, and then I was just selling them on, and I was selling the resale rights to other people. Then we have PLR rights with restrictions, private label rights with restrictions. And this is where you can usually edit the content, but there will be some sort of restriction in place. You know, for example, you might get told you can't add the product to a members area, or you can't sell the product for less than $17. Or, you know, there's certain things you can't do. You can't put the product in a membership site or use it as a bonus or whatever it may be. And sometimes these restrictions are usually put in place to help you, and sometimes they can work for you. It really depends on the restriction, but I don't like getting, you know, restrictions put on me. If I'm going to buy PLR rights from someone, I prefer unrestricted PLR rights. And that basically means you can do what you want with the content. One of the big restrictions you get with PLR material is you can't pass on the rights, which is fair enough, and that's actually okay, I don't mind that. But when you get unrestricted rights, you can do whatever you want. And that's usually what I'm looking for. When I'm looking for PLR material, I just want to be able to do what I want with it. I don't want to have to go to someone who created the product and say, oh, by the way, I'm not sure if I can do this. Can I do this? Can I do that? And, you know, you don't really want to be in that situation. So, you know, if it's unrestricted rights you have, that you've got no worries. You've got no worries about anything happening in the future, any legal rights or anything like that. So unrestricted PLR rights usually is what I will be looking for. And now we have developer and white label rights. And this usually applies to software. Sometimes I sell a product and I will offer developer rights. And that would normally mean that if someone takes a software, they can then develop it, they can then use it on other people's sites, maybe their client's sites. For example, if I sold you a WordPress plugin or a widget with developer rights, would mean you can then go and use it and install it on other your client sites, so you can maybe charge a fee. And white label rights is basically the same as PLR rights, but for software. So you know, I could maybe create some software and sell it with white label rights, and that means that the people buying it could then, you know, put their name to it and change the graphics, whatever they may be, and give it a different name and sell the software as their own. Okay guys, I'm just going to check my questions here. Okay, everything seems okay. Right. The next thing I want to talk about is the mistakes people make with PLR. You know, when people are using PLR material, a lot of people make a lot of mistakes. And the first one is no planning. You know, I'm sure you've seen PLR fire sales, and you'll see situations where someone's selling, you know, 50 different PLR products, and people think, wow, you know, I buy that, I can sell each one individually, I make a ton of money, but they don't really know what they're going to do. And what a lot of people do and do wrong is they will just put a PayPal button on the sales page, upload the site, and then wonder why, you know, they're not making any money. And the main reason is because they've got the same product everyone else has got. They haven't changed the graphics, they haven't changed the product name, and they're not doing other things to drive traffic. So they're almost being an affiliate again. They're the only person driving the traffic to the page. And you know, most people get that wrong anyway. So they don't plan the product, they don't know what they're going to do, and they don't know the outcome of what they want to do. And when I take a PLR product, I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly, you know, what's going to happen to the products I use, and I know exactly what the final outcome will be. Because I've done this so many times, and I plan it out. And obviously that's what you guys will see over the next few weeks. This one is a big one. You know, you must have an affiliate program for any digital information products you're selling. Unless you're selling something really, really high ticket, that, you know, that's an in-house program, you know, maybe a coaching program or something. But most of the, you know, the lower priced products you're going to sell, you need to have an affiliate program. And a lot of people who buy PLR material don't think of this. Like I say, they just put a button on the page and they try and drive traffic. But if you do this right and you create an affiliate program and you make it attractive for affiliates, then other people are going to drive traffic for you. Again, like I said on the first slide, you know, you have people actively working for you. And that's when you can do this on autopilot. So, you know, everything you're going to do, you know, everything you do when you create information products, you have to have an affiliate program. And what we'll be using throughout this program is JVZoo. Because JVZoo has become huge over the last, you know, 18 months or so. And there are other outlets, you know, and if someone does have a problem with PayPal or JVZoo, there are other avenues we can go down. So please don't worry if that's a choice you can't do. You know, some people are restricted by, you know, where they live in the world. There are other avenues, but JVZoo is usually the way we'll go. Another option is ClickBank. I put many products on ClickBank from PLR material as well. But at the end of the day, you have to have an affiliate program. A lot of people don't build a sales funnel. Excuse me. You know, they'll just sell the front end product and that's it. They won't make any further offers. When you sell a product online, you know, no matter how much it is, you know, if it's low price especially, you need to be making further offers. Because if you set the right funnel up, you can set your funnel structure so you can actually offer 100% commission on the front end. I mean, you've probably seen lots and lots of marketers having launches where they're giving affiliates 100%. I mean, I've just been promoting a couple of launches recently where the commissions was 100% throughout the whole funnel, the actual whole funnel. You know, not just on the front end, but on the back end, and there was recurring, there was a recurring product in there as well. Now, the reason some marketers do this is because they've got a high ticket coaching program on the back end. Now, if you set a sales funnel up right, you can then afford to give away more commissions, and when you give away more commissions, you get more affiliates promoting. And that's because ultimately, everything we do should be building our lists. Like I said, you get to build three lists from each product you create. Now, a lot of people, again, don't do this. They might just put an opt-in on the sales page, or they might just put an opt-in on the thank you page. But you know, you can build three lists from every product you create. And if you're not building a list, You know, from everything you're doing online, you know, especially when it comes to selling products, this is where you're missing out. This is where you leave a lot of money on the table, because even if someone doesn't buy your product, they may opt in for something that you offer, and then you can, you know, you can then go and sell to them in the future, or make them an affiliate offer, or do something where you can make more money from them. But if someone leaves your page and they are gone, and you haven't captured their email, then they're usually gone for good. And obviously, when people buy from you, if you can strike up a relationship with these people, you know, through an autoresponder sequence, you get people to know, like, and trust you, then obviously you can make a lot of money from other things you do, from other products you launch, from affiliate offers you make, from training you provide. You know, there's tons and tons of ways. But obviously you have to get people on your mailing list. And a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people get the importance of building a mailing list. Now, if you think about it, you are on this program right now because you either received an email from me or you received an email from one of my affiliates. That's possibly, you know, there might be one or two scenarios where maybe an affiliate was promoting through Facebook or something like that. But, you know, the usual scenario is you received an email from someone. And if that doesn't tell you how important this is, you know, how important this building is, I don't know what will. And obviously, the big mistake is people are not actively driving traffic. Now, because people don't set up affiliate programs, they'll try and drive a little bit of traffic, but then they soon find that, you know, even if they can drive 50 to 100 visitors per day, the results they are getting are not really that good. And obviously, the key to making this work long term is to have lots of these products online. Because most of these products, you know, you're not going to have a $1 million launch with a PLR product. You know, you might have a $1 million launch in a few years when you've learned tons and tons of things, but ultimately most of these products are going to just make you a few sales a day. Once you've had your launch, once the traffic dies down, you know, you'll probably find you get a trickle of traffic from affiliates. Constant though, this is constant traffic and you don't have to do anything, but you know, people who don't recruit affiliates, they get sick of driving traffic because it becomes too hard. Because obviously if you've got multiple products out there, it's very, very hard to keep an eye on what you're doing. And again, this is why we have an affiliate program. Just give me 1 second, guys. I need to try and bring out my question. Okay, I was just checking my audio is okay, and it looks like it's still you, just Sam. And unfortunately, Sam, I don't know if there's anything else I can do. Give me 1 second. Okay, I've got a few questions there, guys, but I'll go through the presentation first and then we'll go through all of the questions, okay? So, not actively driving traffic, big mistake. Now, the key to making this work is the first thing you have to do is you have to have high quality products, okay? You can actually take some poor PLR material, and as long as it's a topic you may be experienced in, you can maybe turn it around, or you can do some research, and you can take something that's poor, you can do it, and you can make it a decent enough product to sell. But if you start with high quality products, then it becomes a lot easier. Now I'll be showing you where I get a lot of my products from, and a lot of the time, you know, I'll buy PLR products, not from a membership site, but from somewhere like the Warrior Forum. I'll buy from individuals who create products just for the sole purpose of selling PLR rights. And one of the things I tend to do is take, you know, let's say I'm going to use traffic generation as an example. I won't just take one traffic generation product. I'll take about 3 or 4, possibly even more. And most of them will be good quality, but there might be the odd one that's not so good quality, but there might be something else I can take from that product, you know, one little nugget of information, which I can then add to my product. But ultimately, you do want to be using high quality products. And, you know, there's a lot of good sites out there, and there's a lot of good places you can go to get high quality PLR material. You must use an affiliate platform with a marketplace. Now, what I mean by a marketplace is a place people can go to find products to promote. If you guys are familiar with JVZoo, you'll know that, you know, if you go to JVZoo and then click on the marketplace, you'll see all of the products getting sold. You know, you'll see the top selling products for that day, for the week, I think for the last 30 days. And it's the same with ClickBank as well. You can go to ClickBank and there's tons and tons of categories you can search. You can search for keywords. But the most important thing here is when you launch a product in JVZoo, you're then putting it in front of thousands of affiliates. Affiliates who have experience driving traffic. Affiliates who know how to make sales. And you don't have to learn how to get traffic from Google. You don't have to learn how to get traffic from Facebook. Well, yes, maybe you should, but the point I'm trying to make here is you don't have to learn these things because there'll be experienced affiliates out there who know how to get traffic from Google, how to get traffic from Facebook, how to get traffic from eBay or whatever it may be. So you don't have to go and learn all of that, because if you put an attractive affiliate offer together, other people who know how to do that will do the work for you. Okay, so we have to have a platform with a marketplace. We have to put our product out there and it has to be seen. You have to create an attractive affiliate page. It's no good just putting your product on JVZoo and expecting affiliates to find it and getting their JVZoo link and promoting it. You need to have a page where people can go, where you can tell them about your product, tell them about the commissions on offer, tell them about the funnel, tell them if you've got a JV competition, tell them if they can win any bonus prizes, get them to opt in for extra training, things like that. The big mistake I see a lot of affiliates make, a lot of product creators make, is they don't create an effective affiliates page, or they don't create one at all. Some people think, you know, it's okay to just put one or two swipe emails in on a page and that's it. You know, or, you know, don't have information about the product, or I think some people think it's okay to just say, yeah, I'm going to give you half of the money, I'll give you 50%. And I think you think that on its own is going to attract affiliates. Well, it doesn't. You need to make the offer attractive. Remember, a successful affiliate can go to JVZoo and pick, you know, any amount of products out there, and he doesn't have to pick yours. And you have to make your offer attractive so he does pick yours. And one of the most important things is a good looking affiliates page. You don't want to be doing things. One example is creating your own graphics. Unless you are a professional with Photoshop, or unless you've got some professional software that can create really, really good graphics, don't create your own. Because the chances are, while you may think they will look good, they won't. And I'd rather spend, you know, $30, $40 getting some professional looking graphics created, having a page that looks nice, and have something that doesn't really look good at all. And I'm going to be showing you, you know, obviously when I create an affiliates page in front of you, you know, the common mistakes are people using lots and lots of different colors, lots and lots of different fonts, lots of animations, which we don't really need. You know, all an affiliate wants to know is, what are you selling? How much does it cost? How much can I earn? And that's usually about it. You know, if you can get those across on your page and make it look good, you've usually done enough. As I said earlier, we want to be building an effective sales funnel as well. Because it's not just about the money you can make, it's about the money your affiliates can make. Now, if you're selling a $10 ebook and that's all you're selling, even if you give away 100% on the front end just to build a list, that won't attract affiliates. It might attract some affiliates, but it won't attract, you know, the big affiliates, because the big affiliate wants to know, what have you got on the back end? You know, is anything recurring I can earn? How much money am I going to make? What's the potential I can make from your sales funnel? So if you say to someone, I've got an ebook for $10, I've given you 100% and that's it. An affiliate can make $10 after fees, about $9. But if you say, I've got a $10 ebook on the front end, I'm going to give you 100%. I've got a $17 upsell, I'm going to give you 50%. I've then got a $67 upsell, I'm going to give you 50%. Then after that, I've got a recurring membership program at $17 per month, I'm going to give you 50% of that. Now, I don't know how much that is, but that's, you know, that's probably $70, $80 per sale. Potentially, if someone bought every product in the funnel, the affiliate then has the potential to make, let's just say $80. So then instead of saying to affiliates on your page, you know, you have the potential to make $10 per sale, you can then say, you have the potential to make $80 per sale, which is a lot more attractive to an affiliate. Because all affiliates really care about, and that the thing what makes JVZoo work so well is EPCs, earnings per click. And the higher your EPCs, the more affiliates you will attract. Now, if you can have your EPCs above $1, which means if I send you 50 clicks, I should expect to earn $50. If you can get your EPCs above $1, you'll usually do well. But if you can get your EPCs in the $2, $3, $4 range, which can happen with a really good product, You will then have affiliates jumping all over themselves to promote your product because they know if they send you 1,000 clicks, they can earn $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in commissions. Okay, but you can only do that by building an effective sales funnel. And obviously I'll be showing you how to do that as well. And my computer's froze. Hold on. Let me go back to this one, guys. For some reason, my computer froze there, so let me see if we can get it back. Okay, so this is where we were. Didn't I say things would go wrong? So there you go. Obviously the key to making this work as well is to build, actually not one mailing list, but build three mailing lists, okay? Remember, you can build three lists from each product you make, and you must be doing this. And JVZoo actually makes it very, very easy to integrate with GetResponse, with Aweber, with all of the big mailing list providers. I'll be showing you how to do that as well. Now, you have to make the products you use your own, okay? You don't want to take a product that's got someone else's name on or doesn't have anyone's name on and then not put your name on it. The most important thing here is you want people to think this is your creation, okay? So you put your name on the product. And the only way to make this look like it's from you and the only way to differentiate yourself from all of the other people who have PLR rights to the same product as you is to repurpose the content thoroughly. Now, if you have a PLR report, let's just say you've got a 15 chapter report on driving traffic and each chapter reveals a different method. You can rewrite that content, okay? You can possibly change the names of the chapters, you can change the name of the ebook for certain, you can change the graphics, but there's also other ways to take that content. You could possibly take each chapter and create a module. You could then take that module and create 15 different PowerPoint presentations or keynote presentations, and you might not even want to sell it as an ebook. You can just take the content from the ebook and create it into a training course. You could follow the training that this ebook provides, and you know if it says, for example, to get traffic from your blog, go posting on other people's blogs, blog hopping. You know, if it was teaching you that, why you could create training videos actually doing it. So there's lots and lots of ways to repurpose the content. Many times I have took you know an ebook, and I've looked at the chapters and I've took the chapters and made them into modules, and then just created training around that. And no one has a clue that that was PLR material. Back in 2007, I had a launch, Resale Rights Blueprint, it was called. And it was a 15 chapter ebook about taking resale rights products and making them your own. I made that into a full on training program. And I made about $34,000 from that launch in 2007. I made tons of mistakes, didn't have a funnel in place. There was lots and lots of things I did wrong, but I still managed to do unbelievably well. And sometimes you can look at a product, and most people will look at a PLR ebook and think, well, I just rewrite the ebook. Well, no, you don't always have to do that. You can just take the content and repurpose it. You know, make it into videos, make the ebook into an audio, make it into a training program, make it into presentations. There's lots and lots of different things you can do with the content. So don't just think you're restricted by whatever format the product is in. You know, if another way you can do this as well, someone might give you PLR videos. You know, might give you PLR rights to training videos, and those are very, very hard to repurpose because it's the person's voice on. And yes, you can add your voice, but what I would probably do is just look at the videos and redo them completely. But I'm using the videos for research purposes. You could take the videos and have them transcribed and made into an ebook, so you could reverse engineer it, and you could take a PDF from some videos, and then you could have an ebook which you make into videos, so you've sort of swapped them around. You don't have to keep the same format. That's a point I'm trying to get across here. Now, it goes without saying, you have to create, you know, quality products. It's no good you just taking some PLR material, not doing your research, not reading it, You know, changing a few words or changing the name of the product. I mean, a big thing is people will just change the name of the product and that's it, and change the graphics, but not change the product. And there might be poor quality, there might be some stuff out of date, and that's going to reflect on your reputation. Because obviously, if the material's got your name on it, that reflects on how you promote yourself. You should also be cross-promoting your products. So for example, if you create a traffic generation product and you create a list building product, those are two products that can complement each other. And another thing to try and make this work is when you create different products, try and, you know, have a ton of niches what complement each other. For example, the internet marketing niche, or stick to the weight loss and fitness niche, whatever it may be. You know, you don't want to be, I mean, yes, you could have a product on dog training and a product on Facebook and have them both make money, but it would be very, very hard to cross promote those two products. So you want to always be trying to think, you know, when I create my next PLR product, can I promote the first product I created? You know, and when you've got a network of products all promoting each other, that's when you can sell, you know, 1,000 copies on the front end of your traffic product, but you'll also sell 100 of your list building product throughout the funnel, or throughout other promotions you do. And you can cross promote and sell tons and tons of stuff that way. I mean, there's a chance you are on this program right now because you bought a product from me in the past, and I've cross-promoted the product, got you on the list for one product, and then cross-promoted it and promoted this product today or over the last few days, and you've bought this product, but you know originally you didn't get on my list for this product. Does that hope that's making sense? So by getting people on your list and cross-promoting, you then get to make sale after sale after sale. And sometimes I see the same names buying, you know, on everything I put out, because I have people who obviously like what I do. And they'll just buy anything I put out because, you know, they believe in what I'm doing. And that can happen as well. And obviously, you want to be rinsing and repeating, okay? You don't just want to be doing this once. You know, you want to be doing this on a regular basis. If you really, really want this to work, you have to set yourself a goal to do this over and over and over again. And like I say, once you've learned the process, you will learn how it's sometimes possible to do this in a day, you know, in a matter of hours. And obviously, the more effort you put in and the more you change products, the more you make them your own, and you're going to usually get better results. But, you know, ultimately, you can turn things around in a few hours. Okay, so here's what I'm going to be teaching you over the next few weeks. I'm going to be teaching you how to source your product. I'll be teaching you how to, you know, where to go, what sort of products you're looking for. I'll be showing you what sort of niche to get into. I'll be giving you niche suggestions. You're going to watch me source a product, and you're going to watch me take it and obviously change it. And I'm also going to show you how to source your upsell products too. Now, once you've done this a few times, it's possible to already have a funnel ready. For example, I've got a large product portfolio now, and I have products I can just plug in, so to speak, for upsell products. For example, I've got traffic products I can plug in, I've got membership products I can plug in, I've got Facebook products I can plug in. So if I create a Facebook ebook, I've got some Facebook software I can plug in. But in the early days, obviously, as you're just getting started, you have to go and source upsell products too, and I'll be showing you different techniques you can do as well. Just one little example. Sometimes you can have a product and you can just offer different rights to your product sometimes, just as an upsell. For example, you can offer PLR rights. If you've got something with unrestricted PLR, an upsell is sometimes, you know, you can offer someone PLR rights to it. That's just an example there. I'm going to show you how to add your products to JVZoo. While this isn't actually hard in itself, there's a lot of things you can do to sort of maximize the sales you make. There's a lot of techniques you use. I use techniques to get people on my mailing list, techniques to get people to buy. I'm going to show you all of the different JVZoo features you can use to maximize your sales. I'll show you how to create your sales funnel. Now, again, once you've done this a few times, you can create a sales funnel in about 5 or 6 clicks. That's how easy it can be once you get things set up. But once you learn how to set up one product in JVZoo, then it's easy to build a sales funnel, and I'll be showing you exactly how to do that. I'm also going to show you how to create your affiliates page. Now, again, it's very, very important that you create a good effective affiliates page, and I'll show you, you know, I'll show you a few of my pages as case studies, but I'll also create an affiliates page right in front of you. I'm also going to show you how to create an exit pop for your sales page. Obviously, when people leave your page, you want to try and capture their email at least, or make them some sort of offer. For example, an exit pop I was thinking of adding for this product was the opportunity to pay in installments. And that still may happen, I don't know, but that's just an example. But you don't just want to have people leave. You want to try and make them some sort of offer, and I'll be showing you how to do that. I'm going to show you how to add all of your list building elements so you can create at least three lists from each product you create. I'll show you how to automate some of this, and I'll show you exactly how I do it. And some methods that work well and some methods that don't work so well. I'm obviously going to show you how to upload everything to the web, whether it be Amazon S3, your own web space, and I think even JVZoo give you you can upload products to JVZoo. It's not something I would recommend, but it's something that, you know, for a complete beginner who maybe doesn't have any web space, I'll show you that it's actually possible to do that as well. I'm going to show you how to add an affiliate contest in JVZoo, and even if you don't give away any prize money, most of your launches should have an affiliate contest. Because believe me, even if it's just for bragging rights, even if it's just for an affiliate to see their name on your leaderboard, it will make people mail again. I've mailed again just to see my name jump from 4th to 3rd to 2nd to 1st, even if there's been no prize money at stake. Because what I like to do, if I can come first in an affiliate competition, I grab a screenshot because it's something I might be able to use in the future. So just by putting an affiliate contest in place, usually attracts more affiliates, even if you don't give away any prizes. I'm obviously going to show you how to make the product live on JVZoo. I'll show you exactly how to launch your product. And there's not just a fact of making it live, it's just things you do when your product goes live. How you can get affiliates on board, how you can, you know, get the word out about your product, what you should be doing on, you know, on Facebook and other places and things like that. So you're going to see what I do when I launch a product. And this product, for example, you know, there's been no big product launch behind it, and I've already sold a ton of copies. And if you can, you know, just take what I do for my soft launches, as I call them, you know, that will be enough to get the sales coming in. And the good thing about JVZoo is if you have good EPCs, things can just snowball out of control, and if other affiliates jump on board, and the product just takes off. And sometimes you don't have to have these big staged launches. Yes, it's nice to do them, a few of them a year, and your ultimate goal is to get to that level. But obviously, in the early days, I'll be just showing you how to put your products out there, get them in a position to make money. Obviously, the more buy buttons you've got out there, the more chance you've got of making money. I'm also going to show you how to announce your launch on JVZoo. There are a few things you can do to actually get the traffic coming in straight away. Because obviously, in the early days, I'm guessing you might not have a mailing list. And I'm going to show you how to just get the traffic from JVZoo to hopefully get the ball rolling. I'll show you how to mail any existing affiliates and how to, you know, the things you should be doing. Now, obviously, again, in the first few launches, you might not be able to do this, but you will be able to take forward what I'm doing to obviously your third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh launch, because you will have affiliates on board by then. I'm obviously going to show you how to mail existing customers, and there's a lot of things you can do here as well. Just an example is you can offer discounts to existing customers, offer coupon codes, things like that, early bird access. You know, if you can do that and get people buying straight away, if you can mail your customers before you mail your general subscribers, you'll usually find more customers will buy, which will push up your EPCs, your earnings per click, which will then in turn attract affiliates, which will get affiliates mailing. There's lots of little things you can do like this. And you know, when you launch a product on JVZoo, one big mistake is to just announce it to your whole list. Mail your customers first, because they're the people who are more likely to buy, and that will put your EPCs up. I'll show you how to drive traffic from other sources, and sources such as Facebook, you know, from your blog, from social media, tons and tons of different places, and I'll show you how I do it. And ultimately, I want to show you how to watch the sales come in. What I want for you guys is to put yourself in a position to make multiple sales. Multiple sales being hundreds of sales, potentially thousands of sales. You know, and yes, you're going to have the odd dud. You're going to have a situation where it doesn't convert, but hopefully you're going to have the big launches, the winners as well, where you have 1,000 plus sales. And I'm going to show you, you know, everything I've learned over the last 10 years, I'll be showing you. Okay? So that's it for the presentation, guys. I'm now going to go to Q&A. So that's what we'll be covering, obviously, in the following weeks. The next session will be next Monday. And we'll be, you know, you'll be watching me start to source PLR material, and I'll be showing you how to choose a niche and how to do tons of things like that. But there wasn't too much went wrong there. So let me just go to my questions now, guys. I'll try and answer everyone here. And incidentally, guys, if you've got any questions you want to ask about what I've just talked about, just feel free to type away and I'll answer every question before we go tonight. Paul is asking, can you recommend a free recording software for us for the Mac? I use a program called ScreenFlow, Paul. It's not free though. There is a free trial, but you'll find if you want good quality software that you're going to have to usually, you know, spend a little bit of money. do excuse me. Other free software for recording, I'm not really sure of. But if it's training your recording, you don't really want to skimp on this. I mean, I think ScreenFlow, it's about a $100 purchase, but it's probably one of the best purchases I've ever made. You know, and sometimes you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to buy some software. You know, for example, there's going to be a few things I'm going to show you throughout this training, and one product is going to be Optimizer Press 2. You know, but I think that's some of the products and services I'm going to recommend is obviously to keep your costs down, but because I use them myself. So I use ScreenFlow. I'm actually recording this webinar right now with ScreenFlow, and that's what I would recommend. Matthew's saying, do you know what niche your product will be in? If not, may I suggest starting an online business? I have two niches I've got in mind, Matthew, because I've been collecting a little bit of material. Obviously, I've been looking into what I'm going to do, and it's probably going to be, although it's not set in stone, either affiliate marketing or traffic generation. Because I find traffic generation is something a lot of people can get into. A lot of people just starting out can actually get into traffic generation as well. You know, you can easily go and learn 3 or 4 traffic generation techniques and teach them. And if you've obviously got PLR, you can go and make sure they work and things like that. So probably going to be in that area. Craig is saying, did you say you can't edit white label products? It really depends on, you know, what it is you're buying. But with software, if you get white label rights to software, you usually get what's called the source code, and you can change it. Obviously it depends on the rights and if there's any restrictions, but there's many plugins out there where, you know, you can do what you want. I mean, for example, one product I sell right now is called WP Speedy Links. That was just a simple WordPress plugin what created links from words you put in WordPress. So as you typed your post, let's say you use the word Aweber. In fact, I can show you the product. It'd probably be better if I just show you it. That's my product. Computer doesn't hang. Hold on. There it is. This was PLR white label. I'm just going to stop the video when it starts. So this is a simple plugin that when you write a link in WordPress, let's say for example the word Aweber. It automatically makes a link for you. You set your links up and it'll just make the links. Very, very simple plugin. I sold it for 100% on the front end. As you can see, we've had a multiple dime sales. I've sold over 1,000 copies of this product. The upsell was a multi-site or a developer license. So people bought a single site license on the front end, and we offered multi on the back and developer. And the multi and developer was converting at over 60%. Again, I'll show you things like this over the coming weeks, but yeah, this is PLR software, so white label. Sam's asking, if a lot of people buy PLR, would it be a redundant in the market? No, Sam. I mean, people have bought PLR for years and years and years, and this software here is actually something, if you look hard enough, you would find for free. But obviously, if you market it right, you'll find a lot of people will buy it anyway. I've got one or two people were saying there was some sound issues, so hopefully my recording's going to be okay. Sam is asking, is there any way I can create my own product rather than buy PLR? Yes, Sam. If you want to create your own product, I can help you do that. And this goes for anyone who, you know, doesn't want to go down the PLR route. If you've got a product idea, I can help you do that, yeah. But it might take you longer than the 4 to 6 weeks training. But yes, if anyone wants to create their own product, I have no problem there. And I can possibly provide extra training as well. Right, Jonathan's asking, I heard you say that you sold many PLR products on ClickBank. It was my understanding that their terms and conditions don't allow PLR products. Please clarify. What you may be talking about, John, is selling PLR products, selling the PLR rights. Because at the end of the day, if ClickBank say you can't sell PLR material, they won't know anyway. Because if I take a 15 chapter ebook and make it into a 15 module training program, ClickBank are not to know that I started with PLR. But I think you might be getting mixed up with actually selling the PLR rights, which I don't know if ClickBank allows that or not. Paul's asking, who manages your support? Is there a company you can point us to? Paula Brett runs my support, Paul, and she's been with me since about 2004. She actually bought one of my first products, and I had a forum where she just used to provide lots and lots of help, and it was just a natural progression that she ended up doing my support for me. So my support came from someone who was a previous customer, and I can't really recommend any sites where you can get support. All I can suggest is you'll probably find someone over time. The more you do this, you might find there's a certain customer or someone who you connect with who can point you in the right direction. But don't just go, I wouldn't say go to a company to get your support done for you. I would say try and find an individual who understands your business. And Paul's also asking, what site builder platform do I recommend? It's going to be Optimized Press 2. But don't go, if anyone hasn't got that, don't go purchasing that yet, because you're going to get offered a bonus which will include more things as well. But if you want to use a different site builder, if you want to use your own HTML editor, you can use anything you want. But I'll be using Optimized Press 2 when I create my product. And Stephen's just saying it was a problem with GoToWebinar, it wasn't recognizing his external speakers. Hopefully we won't have any problems with the recordings then, because I do have a separate audio line in. So if anyone did have any issues with the audio, hopefully it's going to be okay. Derek was saying you titled the slide. I must have done something wrong with one of the slides. I don't know what you mean, Derek, but when we are live, you're going to see me do that a lot. You're probably going to see me as well. You know, you're going to see things like little typos here and there and things like that. That's going to happen because I'm going to be doing it on the fly. But, you know, rest assured, after we've done each recording, I'll be going through everything and then, you know, doing it, you know, sorting things out, so to speak. Paul's saying JVZoo recently offered... One of my screensavers kicked in on my recording machine. Hold on. JVZoo recently offered a new list service for people who have bought from you, which was an AirWeb plugin. I think it was price per month. Do you know what that was about? Unfortunately not, Paul. Unless you're thinking of GetResponse. I know JVZoo do integrate with GetResponse. And they have it set up so when someone buys from you, you can automatically put them on a list. So that might be what you're thinking of. Claudio is asking, how will I know the EBC value for the first product? You go to JVZoo and you search. I mean, I should be able to show you. Let me just... So if I go to JVZoo... and I go to find products. And let's just say search for my name. Those are the APCs for my products there. So, you know, I can actually look at the APC for this product at this moment in time. I just go to the order, it's $2.21, which is very, very respectable, because this product actually doesn't have a funnel, this training product, at this moment in time, because I just wanted to get this product out there. But you know, a lot of my products, you know, have got EPCs well over $1. I mean, Product Launch Control had an EPC $1.80 on the front end, so that means anyone promoting the front end gets at least $1.80, and then the funnel which is the rest of the products we're bringing in $4.14. So that was very, very attractive for affiliates. And as you can see, as many times we do 500 plus units, 1500 units. I mean, if I just put this into another order here, I don't know if we can do this. Hopefully it will work. We are live, so we'll see. You know, there's many, many products where I've had what have sold 500 plus units. Okay. John is saying, I'm so excited, just what I've been looking for, I can't wait. That's brilliant, John. Can I just say, guys, if you don't mind, I'm going to put two links into chat, okay? You'll see these links in chat. One's to my Facebook page, and one's to my Facebook, my actual Facebook. Some of you may be my friends on Facebook. I wouldn't mind if you have enjoyed this content, if you just write something, anything you want, because, you know, I'm excited about this training as well. Claudio's asking, how much money do we need to invest to create a product? That's a good question, Claudio. It really depends on what products you're creating. For example, you might want to buy a Pale Armor product from the Warrior Forum that someone's selling for $50. You might want to join a membership site, but, you know, whatever it may be. But in general, you shouldn't be tarting, you know, more than $100 really to get everything you need. And that's including getting graphics created and things like that. Now, originally you might have to make a couple of more extra investments, such as if you haven't got Optimized Press, I think that's a $97 purchase. But you know, Optimized Press is going to do everything you need. It can create your sales page, your thank you page, your members area, your JV page, everything, absolutely everything. And that's why I use it and that's why I recommend it. You know, you bought this product from an Optimized Press sales page. So, you know, it's something I actually use. John is asking, without prior recognition by affiliates, do you find that JVs still jump on board? Yes, if you've got good EPCs, affiliates will jump on board. And obviously over time, you're going to build relationships with them, affiliates. I'm going to show you that side of things as well, because a lot of this is relationship based. Sam's asking, in building an email list in a niche, like making money online without a product yet, how do I make people unsubscribe? How do I monetize an opt-in page? I'm not quite sure what you're asking, Sam. I'm not quite sure what you're saying there. I'm sorry. That might be me. Paul's just saying, thank you, such a great opportunity. Thank you, Paul. This is, yep. Paul's asking, what is an Exapop? Let me show you. I don't think I've got one on here. Have I got one on here? I'll show you. Hopefully you're going to see one right now. That is an Exapop. And if I click stay on the page, and that's just, it takes you to a video that shows you the software in action. So that was the technique I used
John
there.
Here.
And that just shows you, you know, how the software works. So that is an Exapop. So as you can see, guys, I practice what I preach. Curry is saying, is it possible to collect email addresses from affiliate sales? I'm not quite sure what you mean there, Curry. If you mean from the traffic affiliates drive, yes. Or if you sell products as an affiliate, I think JVZoo have just added that feature. When you go to promote a product, you can actually add some details and collect. So if you sell one of my products, you can add them to your list. But in a way, I don't, unless you're driving traffic from other sources, I don't think that feature is really going to, if you're just sending people to your mailing lists, they're already on your list. So unless you're going to segment your list. But yes, I think you can do that now with JVZoo. Robert's asking, are you going to cover anything about setting up a website or blog to promote the things you just covered? I will be showing you what my blog, but I don't want to show you setting up a blog, because obviously there's only so much I can teach in the time we've got. But what I will be doing, Robert, I will do at least one, possibly two or three, you know, sessions afterwards where I'll answer any questions, and as you can see, I try and show you guys, you know, real time what I'm doing as well. I think Dave's asked, yeah, Audacity, saying, can you use Audacity? Is that for recording audio? Dave's asking. Yeah, I use Audacity to record audio. I'm actually using to record audio on a separate machine for this webinar. I'm just using Windows Recorder. I actually have a Windows machine as well. I'm sometimes, not something I normally use. I'm generally a Mac guy. Wolfgang's asking, what type of product should we go for? I'm going to be covering that next week, Wolfgang. I'm going to spend next week covering, you know, what you should be doing, how you choose a niche, how you can look for profitable niches, and I'm going to show you where to go to source products, and I want to show you the products I've already sourced. And then Derek's just asking, will you be covering outsourcing? Yes, I will be, Derek. John's asking, how do you position yourself as credible when new, e.g. different from all the scammers, for want of a better word? That's a good question, John. I think the best way is just keep launching a few products, and have start out right by providing good support, by doing things right, by making the products the best you can, because ultimately that's going to reflect long term on what you do. So if you start out right, obviously you're going to keep going in the right direction. Bob is asking, I have made 8 products from PLR and try and put 3 types of content, ebook, audio, video. Is that what you suggest? Yes, if possible, Bob, if you can create different formats, which I try to do with my training programs, it's always the best way to go. But the most important thing is to make the content your own and repurpose the content. Paul's asking, get responses integrated with JVZoo. Should we use GetResponse or go with Aweber? I use Aweber. But if you want to go with GetResponse, you can. Just bear in mind that there might be certain things I'm doing differently. I actually have opened a GetResponse account, but I'm still using Aweber for most of my mailing lists. Sam's asking, do I have to pay extra to talk to you one-on-one to pick my 4 niches? No, you can go to the members area. You can click this link here, book your call, and you can have at least 4 calls with me as part of this membership. So if you need to have a chat with me, Sam, you can do that. John's just asking, which autoresponder would you recommend? I would still recommend Aweber. Had no major issues with Aweber, and I've been with them since 2005. Sandra's asking, when will the recording be available? Hopefully, what I will do, because it's late in the UK now, I will set the video away rendering, which will take a couple of hours because it's going to be over an hour long. And hopefully it'll be online within 24 hours, Sandra. So you should hopefully see it in the morning. Sandra is saying, mobile apps will dominate likely in 2015. Will you move your products to mobile apps? Let me give you my personal opinion on that, Sandra. The people who are telling you mobile apps will dominate, I'm not saying they won't, but I bet you they're selling you something that will help you create mobile apps. There's still going to be a time and a place for desktop, ebooks, video training. People have still got iPads and computers and laptops. But yes, I'm not trying to say mobile apps won't dominate. But at the end of the day, people will always pay for information, whether that be a book, an ebook, a Kindle book, training, whatever it may be, people will always pay for information. I can't see how that can ever change, because most of what we sell, you can usually find for free. I mean, you've just got to look at the weight loss industry. There's tons and tons of free advice out there, videos on YouTube, whatever. But look at the weight loss industry and the key fit industry, and that sort of proves it as well. So yeah, that's just my opinion, by the way. Sam's asking how and where to find what people are hungry for. That I'll show you next week, Sam. Derek's asking, it's a good question, Derek. What is the most useful things we could do between now and the next webinar? That is a good question. If you've got an idea of the niche you want to enter, I would say source some PLR material if you've got that experience. But I mean, the whole purpose of tonight's webinar was to sort of set you up and whet your appetite. And I will be honest, I'm still trying to sell this program over the next week or two. So hopefully I'm going to be pushing it, and this recording will already be in place. But what I'll be covering next week is sourcing, choosing a niche, getting all of your products ready, downloading products. You're going to see me with a ton of stuff in a folder, and I'll be showing you exactly what I'm doing. Paul's asking, what is the best email service to use if you have little money to start? MailChimp is free up to 2,000 people, but it seems most people gravitate to Aweber. I would say, you don't have to sign up for Aweber until you're ready to go.
And I think you ever do a trial for 30 days for $1, that 30 days is probably enough for you to earn, your EOWeb fees. Because what I did years ago, I had a hosting account with 1&1, and they had a list building service. Now, I was still relatively new to list building. I didn't even know EOWeb existed. And I set up a service with my host, and I built a list of about, I think it was about 9,000 people. Unfortunately, once you mailed more than 1,000 people, you had to pay something. It was like a penny per person, which is a penny's about what, 0.6 cents. Oh, no, sorry, 1.6 cents. Doesn't sound like much, but when you're mailing, when you're timesing that by 8,000, I think it was something like eight. Was it £80 or £8, which is about $12 to mail. Again, doesn't sound like much, but it was adding up because I was mailing most days. And that was growing and growing, so I thought I need to move. So I took my list to EOWeb and lost about 2/3 of my list. I think I only managed to transfer about 2,000 people over because EOWeb required you to double opt in. So I wish I went with EOWeb from day one. I've been using EOWeb since 2005, never had any major issues. There has been odd instances when they've gone down, but that just happens with any autoresponder provider. And if I was recommending an autoresponder, I would say go with EOWeb and just pay the $1 trial and just get started with EOWeb. I would definitely recommend because I use them, and I've never had any major issues. Trevor's asking, as a newbie, how can you tell if Paylar's quality content? That's actually a good question, Trevor. And hopefully, I'll be able to try and, cover that next week. What you'll usually find is if you go through the training and it's relevant. I mean, you can usually spot out of date material. It's usually very, very easy to see. But I cover, what I would recommend is good stuff. Bob's asking, can I use Profit Builder plugin on WordPress in this course? I'm not sure what that is, Bob, but if it's to create sales page, thank you pages, affiliate pages, if you want to use that, yes. John's just saying he won't sleep tonight. He's up at 5:45 because of the content I've shared. Wow, John. Sorry about that. Matt's asking what hosting I recommend. I use a company called D9 Hosting. I have got still got many sites on 1&1, but I have a managed server with D9. I'll actually sort out some links in the resources. I think they may already be in there. Let me see. Because I can get you a 10% discount. Let me see. Yeah, D9 Hosting. If you click that link, you can get 10% off. I'll be honest, guys, that's an affiliate link, but it gets you 10% off. And it's a hosting company that this site is hosted on. Again, it's a company I use and a service I use. Sam is asking, I bought a lifetime deal with sendreach.com. Do you think I should use it or still subscribe to EOWeb, which is expensive to me at this point? Sam, I don't want to, if cost is an issue at this moment in time and you can build a list through Sendreach, which I honestly don't know much about, you can do that. But I just think ultimately, if you pay a one-off fee or a lifetime fee, you're probably going to get what you pay for. And long term, your list is your main asset. There's probably nothing more important. So just bear that in mind as you go forward. Okay, and that's up. Hold on, there's another question just came in. Is Profit Themes an adequate substitute for Optimized Press? I don't know, Craig, because I've never used it. But as long as it's something that can build you a sales page, build you an affiliates page, build you a thank you page, it will do. If Optimized Press is an expense you don't want to get into at this moment in time, then yes, it should be okay. All right, then, guys. So we've done 1 hour and 20 minutes tonight, and we couple of little hiccups, but nothing major. Hopefully, the audio issue is going to be okay in the replay. I hope you guys are excited because I know I am. And like I say, I put two links in chat, guys. If you just want to, if you just want to write what you think about tonight, how excited you are, how looking forward you are to the rest of the training. Of course, if you need anything, let me just reiterate the support link. Just click the links at the top of the page. So click support, and that will take you to the information there. Tomorrow is call day, and on a Tuesday I do my call. So if you do ring the office tomorrow, you'll probably get Alex, my son, answering the phone. But that doesn't stop you ringing. If you need some help or advice, we can always point you in the right direction. Everyone's saying this is great, brilliant, guys. I'm so happy you have enjoyed it. You know, I'm really, really looking forward to next week. And what we might find as well, as we go forward, we might find we do more sessions depending on how it goes. That's why I want you guys to register for the webinars with an email address you actually check. And then we can make sure if that does happen that, you know, you're not missing stuff and you know, things like that. Okay then, guys, thank you so much. I'll get this added as soon as I possibly can. And I'll see you again next week.